Augmented reality, AR, is a transformative technology that overlays digital information onto the physical world. Unlike virtual reality, VR, which creates a completely artificial environment, AR enhances the real world by superimposing computer-generated images and data on top of it. This creates a composite view that augments the real world with additional information. The concept of AR is not new. It dates back to the early 20th century, with science fiction often hinting at the idea of enhancing the physical world with virtual data. However, it wasn't until the 1990s that AR began to take shape as a technology, with one of the first commercial uses being the yellow first down line in televised football games. Since then, AR has evolved rapidly, with advancements in mobile technology and the internet propelling it forward. AR works by utilizing a range of sensors, cameras, and display devices to create the illusion that virtual objects are part of the real world. These devices can range from smartphones and tablets to specialized AR glasses and headsets. The technology typically involves the following components: 1. Sensors and cameras. These track the user's movements and view of the real world, relaying this information back to the AR device. 2. Processing. AR devices are like small computers that require significant processing power to analyze and process real-time data. 3. Projection. This involves projecting the virtual image onto a surface to view. In some AR systems, this is done by projecting a digital image directly onto the retina of the viewer's eye. 4. Reflection. Mirrors are used in some AR devices to assist with the way virtual images are projected. These mirrors can direct the projected image into the user's eye or use a double-sided mirror to reflect projected light to a camera and allow the computer to interpret it. The distinction between AR and VR is significant. VR immerses users in a fully artificial digital environment, whereas AR overlays virtual information on the real-world environment. VR typically requires a headset device and is often used for gaming and simulations, while AR can be accessed with more common devices like smartphones and tablets and is used in a variety of fields, including education, which is our focus, and the educational context. AR has the potential to revolutionize how subjects are taught. It can turn an ordinary classroom into a dynamic learning environment by adding layers of digital information to the physical world. For instance, an AR application can make a historical figure come to life on the pages of a textbook, or it can turn a simple diagram of a cell into a 3D model that students can explore from all angles. The history of AR in education is still being written, but it's clear that the technology has the potential to create engaging, interactive experiences that can cater to various learning styles. Visual learners, for example, can benefit from AR's ability to present information in a visually rich format, while kinesthetic learners can interact with the AR elements, making the learning experience more tangible. As we delve deeper into the world of AR, it's important to understand not only the technology itself, but also its practical applications in education. By doing so, educators can unlock new ways to inspire and engage their students, making learning an active and immersive experience. In the next sections, we will explore the benefits of AR in education, provide examples of AR in educational settings, discuss strategies for integrating AR into the classroom, and weigh the advantages and disadvantages of using AR in educational contexts. We will also look at how to evaluate the effectiveness of AR as a teaching tool, ensuring that it serves to enhance rather than distract from the learning experience.